It's a midweek morning at Asheville's YMI Cultural Center. Upstairs in a gallery featuring his wall-mounted sculptures, Dwayne Barton has just gotten off the phone, protesting his treatment earlier that morning at a Buncombe County government office.
Being black here, being black anywhere, you have to have your own therapy. Like the thing I just dealt with this morning is crap. Oh, you need to take your bracelet off. I need to take my bracelet off to go through a metal detector. How many people you tell to do that?
There are many people in Western North Carolina on the front lines of racial equity and social justice. Barton lives and makes art from those front lines. He's a poet and visual artist, creator of a peace and art garden on Asheville's Burton Street, and the founder of Hood Huggers, giving bus tours of Asheville's historically black neighborhoods.
Being this is a tourist destination, and there wasn't anybody doing any tours that focus on African American history and culture, and we've been working in these communities all these years and say, wow, there's a lot going on that a lot of people don't know about, because it seemed like the city was leaving behind the African-American community, and we want to bring them up to center stage like everything else that's happening.
Barton was born in Asheville but raised in Washington, D.C., where his stepfather was active in community organizing and would often take a reluctant Barton along for the ride.
I think it was crucial. I don't think I would be here without those experiences. What I'm doing is just continuing the experiences I had as a young person.
But Barton felt the inertia of drug culture pulling in other young people from his neighborhood. So to escape, he joined the U.S. Navy. He went overseas in a non-combat role during the Gulf War, and that's when he began expressing himself by writing poetry and creating sculpture from driftwood and a range of discarded material.
I just did this out of therapy to keep my head right. You know what I mean? It works. I said, wow, making this made me feel better and is a way to educate other people about this particular issue that concerns me. And I just did it and did it.
Barton assembles his sculptures from found objects and fuses them with social commentary. One piece about gentrification features a funnel made of wood with a metal crank at the base and homes springing up from the top. The exhibition at the YMI was the first with price tags next to his work. Up to that point, Barton had never seen his work as presentable in galleries.
When I came here and I walked around Asheville and I was like, wow, I wonder what they put my stuff in there, and I could tell they wouldn't. I said, well, why would I worry about trying to put my stuff in their shop? Let me create my own space.
Engaging young people through art became Barton's early mission when he returned to Asheville in 2001 to be near his mother. He spearheaded the Burton Street Community Peace Gardens, a patchwork of public art, traditional gardens, and a meeting space in West Asheville. He also started Hood Huggers, highlighting Asheville's historically black artists, environments, and businesses. Barton found it surprising his clientele is largely white.
I just anticipated the African-American community to be a stronger presence of them. But I knew the platform we was creating was large enough for everybody to step on.
Burton later collaborated with Daniel Leroy to launch Green Opportunities, a job training program for people coming out of incarceration and rehabilitation programs, along with other people facing great challenges finding stable work. Leroy and Barton stepped down as co-directors in 2014.
Dwayne has this authenticity by someone who really understands the community on a deep level. He's also brilliant. I mean, he has this, you know, artist's mind, and he's able to really see things in a really different way.
Leroy said, though, that some of Barton's ideas meet resistance from people who either don't understand them or aren't ready to say yes.
Sometimes when you're the kind of person that is in some ways way ahead of where other people are in their thinking, that it's hard for other people even understand enough about what you're talking about to be able to put it somewhere to make it work. He's got his own way of getting there that's not always orthodox, but it's incredibly creative and brilliant. And I think that this community wouldn't be what it is without Dwayne Barton in it.
Barton is now focused on creating and publishing a workbook to guide people coming out of prison and ideally keep them from returning. Barton created a lobby installation on view now at the Magnetic Theater in the River Arts District, and you can also hear him 7 p.m. April 12th as part of a storytelling evening through the Asheville Word Fest. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.